Mr. Graham, there is a new team atop of the championship.
There is a new team atop of the championship, but it's an old team. It's somebody that I used to know.
Would their supporters perhaps have someone with the softest hands in the business?
Oh, big time.
Would they also have a stat boy on it?
Yes, they would.
I know. It's kind of incredible, isn't it? One might say it's
hella zesty.
Listen, all I know is Leeds are massive and they're coming back.
Let's start the show.
Born in the land of Bowie, Maryland. Bred to be a fan of fucking Everton. Put you in the eye and drink your rye. Sam Houston.
Sam Houston.
Arsenal fans have another Sam. Great day, the fucking Gooner Graham. Son of a lord. Looks great in shorts. Sam Graham. Fucking United! Fucking United!
Hello and welcome to DU Does EFL, a completely biased brief recap of the English Football League as told by two common American schmucks. Hi, I'm your host, Sam Houston, and across the way from me, my co-host, Mr. Samuel Graham. How you doing, good sir?
Doing very well, thank you. I just pulled up the table just so we can talk a little bit more in depth.
Yep, absolutely. And of course,
it is intense here.
On the ones and twos, unfortunately, minus a slider, Producer Mel. How you doing over there, Producer Mel?
I am good.
You'd be better if you had yourself a pocketbook slider, though, wouldn't you?
I would like a pocketbook slider. I am a little nausea.
That is going to become a fucking bit. You know that's going to become a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Cheeseburgers and paradise and in my purse.
And in your purse. Very good. We're recording at the DU Public House just outside the nation's capital. You can check us out wherever you get your podcasts. And of course, streaming live every single Monday night. Should you want to chat with us, there is many ways that you can. Mr. Graham, tell the good people how they can get in touch.
Absolutely. It's at DU Football Show on all the social media and DUFootballShow@gmail.com to get in touch via email.
Now, I would like to say we are drinking the exact same shit we've been drinking the entire show, but we are drinking the same whiskey. But drinking a little something different tonight.
Yes.
Producer Mel, why don't you tell us about this lovely concoction you have for us?
Well, this is Tepache. Even though it's spelled, T-E-P-A-C-H-E, Tepache. That sounds right. This is called pineapple beer, and it is something, what you saw it on TikTok.
Yeah, I'd seen it on TikTok. Essentially, you know, with most countries in the world, they like not to waste things, right? Hence why you've got like, why you find out why like pig cheeks taste fucking good. Cause
pineapple, I love pineapple. Pineapple is delicious, but you lose a lot of it when you're cutting the core and the skins, and it just seems like a lot to throw in the trash. So what they do is you take that and you take the sugar cane, the brown ones.
Right, like, yeah.
They add a lot more cinnamon.
That's a problematic
because I knew
statement.
You were
careful.
Coming. I added very little cinnamon, so I don't even know if we can taste it.
Thank you very much.
I instead added some ginger root to it and
the
pineapple.
Ginger. I like the ginger.
And you cover it in cheesecloth, and you have to keep it somewhere 70 to 80. That's why it's a challenge. Mm-hmm. And if you're doing it in a colder climate, they said to help with fermentation. It's not supposed to get highly fermented. You use a can of beer. And so I thought, well, hell, let's turn ice house into something drinkable.
Yeah, threw a can of ice house in here. And it's just, you're using all the parts that you would cut off a pineapple plant.
Huh.
Right. I have a feeling this summer, when it's warmer outside and we can get a better fermentation, then that would be much easier. But it also has probiotics, and it's supposed to have a lot of vitamin C. It's supposed to support your immune system. It's got a higher, because ripe pineapple actually has more nutrition in it. You just can't eat the skins. And so it's also healthy.
So while we're pimping booze that's good for you, we should also mention that it's a two-year anniversary of us taking Taylor to that concert.
Yeah. Yes, it was.
And he had another piece of advice, is always trust men on the internet. when he shared his post thanking us again,
I
thought was quite funny.
Yeah, I'm ignoring the comment he just made on YouTube, so we're just going to continue on.
I would say that the moral of the story was is if you want to accomplish anything from Houston, ask him when he's blackout drunk. He'll probably say okay.
I would guess because I wasn't able to. It was a very warm day the other day, so I kept it on one day. I would say this is probably about 2.5% alcohol, maybe 3, but it can get up to 4.
So it's almost like a sweet version of a lambic.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah.
And honestly,
now, I have no idea if this is what it's supposed to taste like. I've never tasted it. This is my second attempt at it. So we're going to try to find.
Well, it definitely tastes a little yeasty.
Mm-hmm.
So there's definitely some fermentation happening.
Yeah.
There's something going on there. Yeah.
I saw the bubbles.
And it might just be something that we need to, you know, next time do it, leave for 5 days, 6 days. How long was it resting?
Well, here's the thing. At some point, it's going to go from being yummy to vinegar. And that switch happens really quick.
Okay.
Oh, the other thing, too, is
and
also...
so, like, after 3 days, they're like, yeah, it's going to be vinegar at some point. Huh. Like, that's the bad time.
You can also always add a little fresh pineapple juice to this as well to sweeten it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
We were thinking about maybe adding some sugar to it, but I didn't really feel like doing
that
tonight.
No, I'm glad you decided.
But you can always, like, spike this with tequila and a little more pineapple juice or, like, a little bit of OJ. Like, you could do some fun stuff with this to make something really interesting.
I want to keep playing with this, and maybe we make a larger batch of it for, I don't know, 3rd of July, maybe.
Not against that idea.
And then the pineapple, do mousse juice.
Yeah, we could do something fun
or do
with
some
that.
Sort of pineapple punch or, I don't know. Oh, I forget. This year's 3rd of July is supposed to be margarita themed.
Yeah, I'm going to make sure there's a margarita, but we have plenty of containers and we can always get more containers. It's not hard.
That's not very America.
What, margarita? Well, no, that'll be after the opening weekend of Escape to Margaritaville. Tickets go on sale April 1st.
Nice. I was joking, obviously.
But we, the other fun thing there too is I could just make single batches and when we run out, we fucking run out. Like, normally I make double batches of everything. I could have more drinks and only have single batches.
Do you know what we should save this for?
What's that?
The day before crew, the setup crew.
That's not a bad idea.
Oh, yeah.
Nice and refreshing.
This is kind of refreshing as well as...
And it's low alcohol.
Yeah. So we shouldn't make it for the plebeians.
We shouldn't lose as many people.
For like, the important...
Shouldn't lose as many people setting up this time.
No, like...
As long as there isn't a fucking bench to paint.
You know what? You guys make me lose more friends every year.
Championship corner!
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Oh, no.
One would say the way you hit the buttons, you're pretty capable of losing friends yourself. Leeds beat Millwall 2-0 and now find themselves at the top of the table of the championship. The Foxes do have a game in hand because
obviously.
They were playing the FA Cup this
weekend.
We
should say they're also only on top of the championship by goal difference.
Mm-hmm.
But one of those goals was a Nanto absolute screamer.
Mm-hmm.
It was a fantastic strike from him.
And also worth mentioning, Ipswich demolished Sheffield Wednesday 6-0, and now first through third are only separated by one single point, Mr. Graham.
Nice. It's wild, man. It's a good time to be a championship follower at
the
moment.
And the thing
things
is,
are getting very fucking interesting
and
down there.
What's so crazy is one of these teams is going to have to go through the playoff to make their way in. All three of these teams, if it was any other season, would be gaining automatic promotion.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's fucking
but
insane.
The other thing, Southampton aren't too far out of the mix either.
Southampton would be fucking looking at automatic promotion right now at the points that they're on.
But they have a game in hand as well because of this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And so they would be, should they win it, on 76 points. If Ipswich... actually, they have two games in hand on Ipswich.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I'm seeing this in the right lighting, Ipswich are on 81 points with a plus 31. Southampton are on 73 with 36 games played instead of 38.
Mm-hmm.
And they're on a plus 26. So there's an opportunity for Southampton. They win their two games in hand. They're only 2 points back and probably in touching distance of the goal differential
mm-hmm.
After winning two more games. This is going to get really tight really fast. And that puts Southampton in the discussion for second place as well. This is getting good.
Now, at the sixth place spot, Norwich have won and have slid into sixth, although Hull and Coventry didn't play over the weekend, so they have games in hand. But there is a chance that the first playoff match of third versus sixth could be the Old Farm Derby, which would be a home and away for promotion. Fuck me, put that right in my fucking veins, dude.
Yeah, I'd like everything about that.
Oh my God, that
would
be...
All the donkeys going nuts as they line the side of the pitch. It'll be fantastic.
As cool as it would be to see, you know, Ipswich get an automatic promotion, especially coming up from League One.
I'd like to see the back of the Premier League. I'm still rooting for Ipswich.
I'd rather see this. I don't want to see Norwich make the playoffs. Only reason why I want to see Norwich make the playoffs is because they're going to be playing Ipswich in a home-and-home for the fucking playoffs. I mean, that'd be
incredible. I'm just worried that means that Norwich will come up and we'll all be bored again.
Yeah, oh yeah. Well, I mean, we'll know who the first team going down is. That's for goddamn sure. Now, looking at the bottom of the table, 18th to 23rd are still only separated by 3 points. But now, instead of just being like a whole bunch are up by three and a whole bunch are down by three, it's a bunch in ones and twos. So some people draw, some people lost. And so it's really tight. But the big thing now, the 6-goal drubbing that Wednesday took, they are minus 12 from the closest team on goal differential. They're a minus 12 to them of those 16.
Yeah,
so
that was not a great result.
We'll have to get multiple wins if they want to stay. Because if it gets to any kind of a, equal on points,
goal differential
is fucked
for them now.
I mean, there's some people where they're at like minus 35 and someone's at minus 8.
But I mean, that being said here, you know, any of these teams, QPR to an extent, I guess, are probably the least likely. But Birmingham, Huddersfield, they're all capable of being on the bad end of a drubbing. So that's the one thing Wednesday do have in their pocket. But Wednesday aren't very good, and they could get another one.
Yeah, so they could find themselves on another drubbing.
That result was not good. At some point, if you're in that position, damage limitation is your friend.
Yeah. Now, when we get back from the midweek, everybody in the Prem's going to bitch and moan, have to play 2 games in 14 days. Championship going to have to play 4. They're going to have a Friday.
Nice.
Everybody plays on a Friday. Everybody plays on a Tuesday. Everybody plays that next weekend. Everybody plays that next midweek.
Yeah.
4 games in essentially 10 days. Fuck you. We have to catch up. And that doesn't even include all the teams that'll still have games in hand that'll probably get played the very next week.
That's right.
I mean, fuck.
I love everything about it. The championship is such a grueling schedule. And we talk about it all the time. We're finally down to the final 3,000 games.
And Coventry will have another fuck you. Awesome. They're going to Wembley. But that's also going to be another week of match missed. And they'll have another week where they'll have to double it up.
We ran into this with the COVID year with teams that had 3 games in hand in some cases. You remember that?
Oh my God, it was insanity.
They would have to cancel games all the time.
Yep, because a team would come down with a case of COVID, so nobody could play. And it was funny how it would be like, some instances it would be like, oh, City's missing 5 people, so they can't play. But, Everton, you're missing 10? Yeah, you can figure it out. You'd be all right.
There's a few of those.
Be like the team that has an entire 2 starting line. No, that one, we can't have that. So
they're the ones that put the asses in the seats. Oh, wait,
no asses in the seats. All right, moving on to League One. Pompey got wins over Burton Albion and the Posh, but Derby County also won both of their matches, so the lead at the top still stays at 5. One of the massive matches was for Derby. They beat Bolton, which gives them a 4-point lead over them in the table. Now, looking at the playoff spots, Oxford, despite getting thumped by Bolton 5-0 in the midweek, still hold the final playoff spot over Lincoln, Stevenage, and Blackpool, who are all separated by 3 points. Posh and Burnley, very fucking safe. So yes. 1 through 5 is
Burnley.
Pretty much determined. I said
Barnsley.
Barnsley.
Yeah. All right.
So pretty much it's down to who's going to get that final spot.
Yeah, definitely.
You know?
You know what the other thing, too, is they always say that that's fifth and sixth place team coming into the playoffs are always the one to watch because they're usually coming in with a fair amount of momentum.
Yep.
Where the team that's in third or fourth probably fell down from second or third.
One, if not both, normally make it to Wembley in the final.
Exactly.
Round. Almost every single time. And then finally with League Two, it was a banner week, Mr. Graham, for the Super Whites.
Careful.
I told you that was going to be a fucking, problematic saying.
Fucking careful.
It's goddamn Tranmere Rovers nickname. They beat both Mansfield and Wrexham in 1 week.
I mean, that's huge.
First and third. And again, I guess banner week for the Super Whites.
Being Super White is better than being a Lily White, as Tottenham's referred to as. Right? The Lily Whites.
The that's, Lily Whites.
And red-bellied cunts. JK Mel.
Aki won at Swindon and drew a home at Notts, and they now sit in 16th place. Mansfield did rebound from their loss in the midweek to beat Bradford 5-1 and still have a 5-point lead at the top, but Stockport does have two games in hand.
Yeah, but you'd always rather have points on the table. I mean, that's a ton of fucking pressure.
Yeah.
If you're that good in League Two, then you should probably win those games in hand then.
In
against Mansfield.
League One, we saw Bolton have four games in hand. They're still in third place. Wrexham, we saw, had five games in hand. Still in third place.
Yep.
You know, like it just because you had the games in hand, you had all the chance to catch up, and the point leads are still the same. It's still a 5-point lead for Mansfield.
Exactly.
Still a 5-point lead for Pompey.
Exactly right.
A hell of a week for Forest Green Rovers. They get a massive win in the midweek to put them out of the drop zone, only to see them lose to last place Sutton over the weekend and fall right back into the drop zone.
Yeah, it sucks.
It's pretty much Colchester, Forest Green, and Sutton's a little bit behind, but probably going down. So it's, does Forest Green or does Colchester go down? That's right. Really the big one. So I'm going to try to keep an eye out for when those two teams play each other, because that'll be a massive one.
As much
about.
As we make fun of them for being vegan, we really don't want Forest Green to get knocked out of the Football League, honestly, because they are one of the first clubs, if not the first club, to register as fully carbon neutral, which is a very important thing. And, you know, promoting veganism is, you know, very much on brand for vegans, but it's not necessarily a bad, healthy way to live either.
Right, right.
So I prefer red meat.
Dairy farmer would disagree. Mm-hmm. My favorite follow on TikTok.
Okay.
Just so you
thought
know.
It might have been Sam on the DU football show.
Nope.
Iowa dairy farmer, number one. DU football show, number two. Taylor Thompson says, remind me again, Big Sam, the if you all know your history scarf, which Texas Everton group is that from?
Oh, that's actually not Texas. The and if y'all know your history, that's actually Nashville.
Oh, Nashville.
That's the Nashville Toffees.
There you go.
So,
damn, not even the current state he lives in.
We will have a show next week for EFL because League Two will play, and I've decided that's going to be the week I'm going to dive into the National League and see where everything is going down there.
Okay.
And I'm going to go check in on, like, Maidstone and see where they are in their group and just do a little checking around just so we can see how some of those teams we talked about from the FA Cup are doing and if any of them are looking at opportunities to get promoted or not.
Sounds good to me.
Excellent. All right. Well, parting words, Mr. Graham?
No, not really. Don't have much. Enjoy the international break. Enjoy not having to lose any money this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I know I will. Yeah, no, that's it, man. There's nothing going on.
Excellent. And, of course, injury time is next. We're going to talk about all the fun that happened in the closed group today. Should somebody want to talk about find injury time, Mr. Graham, how they go about doing it?
It's patreon.com/DU football show. Just sign up to that $5 tier, and you get all the extra stuff that Sam's talking about, including our exclusive Earth Day video.
Wonderful.
Yeah, if y'all keep putting it off, it is going to be Earth Day by the time we get to it.
Till next week, everybody.
I just want to see that special pear apple tree. Frapple.
Born in the land of Bowie, Maryland. Bred to be a fan of fucking Everton. Punch you in the eye and drink your rye.
talking Gooner Graham. Stump of a lord. Looks great in shorts. Sam Graham.
Sam Graham.
From the United. Get the fucking nuke button!